Hey folks, we're here at Microsoft Hardware speaking with Daniel, and we've talked to you before about some of the webcams,
yes.
And we have two new webcams that we want to talk about today. Tell me what the two are here.
Totally, yeah, we're very excited about these new webcams. We're actually expanding our product portfolio with this new line of webcams. The first one is the HD 5000, and the other one is the HD 6000 for notebooks.
And what is the difference between the two?
Well, the 5000 is a universal webcam, so you can put it on your monitor or in your laptop without any problem. And the HD 6000 for notebooks is optimized for mobility.
So it's got a little bit smaller clip. It looks like it's made for being on the top of a laptop screen.
That is correct. So the mount is optimized for laptops. Mm-hmm. It also has certain features. For example, it has a shorter cord. It has a 360-degree view, so if you have your webcam on your laptop, for example, and you want to show the other side, you can just swivel it. And it has a carrying case, so you can take it on the go.
So you can take it with you. And the 5000 has like a little stand that lets it sit on the desk, or you can
correct.
Put it on the top of a monitor?
Yes, that's exactly right. So this one has a flexible base that you can put on a flat surface, for example, here, or you can put it on your laptop really easily, or you can put it on your monitor. The cord is longer as well, so you can just put it on, if you have your desktop, for example, on the bottom, and you have your monitor on the top, it will reach without any problem.
And the 5000 has a little bit of swivel to it, but it doesn't spin all the way around like the 5001?
Yes, that is correct. This one has some swivel, so the head can swivel a little bit, but it's not a 360-degree view as the 5000.
And optically, are they exactly the same?
Correct. Yeah, they do have exactly the same technology. They are both 720p widescreen.
Yeah.
That's the sensor. It has autofocus, which is a great innovation in this price band, for example. And then it also have true color technology. That is the new technology that we're bringing to the market with these two new webcams.
So let's talk about that. It seems like all the webcams that we've done lately have been HD.
Correct.
What kind of picture is that? So 720p, that's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. It's high definition. It's high definition, and not only that, but it's widescreen as well. And popular networking sites like YouTube or Facebook, they now allow 720p widescreen capture. So these webcams are perfect not only to have a video chat, mm-hmm. but also to record video and post it online.
And can you can chat with someone in HD?
Not right now. Most of the popular IM services had up to VGA resolution.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, these webcams are future-proof. We consider that in the future, most of the IM services will support 720p high definition.
It won't be long now.
It won't be long, correct. And then you can have your webcam that will work perfectly with that. But the how you can use your webcam right now is to, as I said, record video and post it on YouTube, for example, or Facebook without any problem.
And it says on the box, optimized for Windows Live. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so optimized means that we have three different integration stories with Windows Live. The first one is our call button. So you will see on the top of all our webcams that it has a button. When you click on that button, all your Windows Live Messenger users or contacts will pop up. And then with one click, you can start a video chat with them. It's really easy. The second one is with Movie Maker. So with using our software, you can record video and with one click, and then with another click, you can post or open Movie Maker with that video that you just recorded. And then you can post it on social networking sites. It's really easy and convenient.
Yeah.
And the third one is with Photo Gallery, which is the same with our software. You can take a photo, and then with one click, you can open Photo Gallery. And then from there, you can tag, share, and share your photos online, basically.
Yeah, and it says on the box True Color too, which is a new term. I haven't seen that before. What is True Color?
Yes, so this is a new technology that we're launching into the market. So this is an image processing technology, and this technology basically helps to record video in challenging lighting conditions. And this is really common in the market. We have seen through our research
and that's why we're here in this kind of odd space here, is because there's
that is correct.
Some shadows and there's some very direct sunlight. Well, direct for Seattle, but...
Correct.
But yeah, so that's why we're here, is we want to show how this works.
That's exactly correct. This is really common, actually. It's more common than people think. When you are in a bright light, for example, pointing at your face directly, or when you're in a lit in low in a poor lighting situation as well, your face will look dark.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of areas or scenarios in which true color will kick in and will correct the image to make it perfect.
And so it does it dynamically the entire time you're recording?
Correct. It's automatically. And the cool thing about true color is that it has a face tracking technology. So it will track your face. It will see if it's well lit, if it has the right level of brightness and color. And if it doesn't, it will make the adjustments on the webcam to make sure that your face, the most important part of the video call
It's not going to make the wall look good. It's going to make the face
correct.
Look good.
That's exactly the intention, just to make your face look good on any lighting conditions, on any lighting environment.
All right, so this is a software that you'll use when you're recording. And tell us a little bit about this. What are we looking at here?
Yes, exactly. So the first thing that that you can see here is that it's widescreen. So look at the vertical image or the field of view is wide. You can see the image that is clear, is crisp, and this is all provided by high definition, the sensor that we're using, and also the technology that we have, through color technology. And this is where I want to show you how it works. So as I say, true color basically tracks your face or see where your face is located and will correct for any lighting changes. So for example, I'm going to move back a little bit. So my face is completely overexposed, and then as you can see, the video will make, or the software will make, the necessary corrections to make sure that my face looks bright and has the right level of color. I'm going to move again, and then you can see that now it's moving back to ensure that my face is bright. So these are pretty cool technology.
No offense, but you look better on the screen than you do in person.
Thank you very much.
It's pretty amazing.
Thank you. Yes, that's exactly what we want to create. Actually, in different lighting conditions, you will see that the webcam performs really well. Actually, I will, if you go, for example, to complete darkness just with the light that is coming from your monitor, you will see that probably the camera will have a better lighting than what you can see with your eyes.
It's
pretty cool.
Nice.
The other feature that is really amazing with this webcam is autofocus. And autofocus basically lets you show small objects in front of the webcam, especially if you want to do a close-up.
Yeah.
So let me show you how it works. For example, I'm going to do a close-up of the camera here, and you will see that you can there. It will start making the adjustments, and you can see autofocus. You can read basically the text.
So it's like a macro.
That is correct.
View. Yeah.
Yes. So think about it when you want to show small objects, like for example your new watch or a business card, for example, something that requires to have a lot of detail. Autofocus will work perfectly for
you. That's great. And so for doing a chat, what's involved with that?
Well, when you're doing a chat, the same technology will apply. So you will have, the sensor that is able to capture more light in low light conditions, for example. And also the technology through color will be there in any kind of, video chat and conversations. It will have the same kind of experience to the customers. So no matter if you record video or you have a video chat, it will adjust the lighting to make sure that you are great.
So let's talk about price and availability.
Correct, So the HD 5000 is going to be launching the market for $49.95.
Wow.
That's a great price to have, 720p and autofocus and true color technology. And this is available right now in the market. It was launched in March, so it's available in the market. The HD 6000 for notebooks is $59.95, and it will be available in May.
Yeah. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
Yeah, thank you very much.